If you pull out your message notes inside your little program bag, we're looking at part four of our series today on building a better life with the title of Withstanding the Winds of Life. Now, during this series, we've been looking at two big ideas. One of them is that there's a better level of living than simply the good life. We call it the better life. Good life's good. You're already living the good life, looking good, feeling good, having the goods. But the better life is the life that's at the next highest level. And now is the perfect time to step up to this higher level. After all of the storms and all of the winds of change that we've been through this past year in our COVID pandemic and all the other storms that we've had, you've had to adapt to a lot of different things. God doesn't want you to resume the same old life, but instead he wants to reset a better life, reboot to a better life, rebuild, redefine, restart for a new life. So far, we've looked at eight principles, okay? We've looked at eight principles for rebuilding your life, and today we're going to look at four more. Now, one of the most powerful forces of nature is wind. Kay and I live out in the canyon, and we have canyon winds for several months in the year. And in the windy season, it's brutal. I remember one time we had a giant, about a 15-foot trampoline, and the wind came along. And this is a heavy thing, and it blew it up against the second floor of our house. And in the wind, I had to go out, and I couldn't even pull it down. The wind was so strong, I had to take it apart one little spring at a time to take it apart. Have any of you ever lost patio equipment to the wind? Okay, you know what I'm talking about. One of the most powerful forces of nature is wind. You know, one time, God actually gave a wind show to Elijah. Look up here on the screen. 1 Kings chapter 11, chapter 19, verse 11. It says this. The Lord told Elijah, "Go out and watch what I can do to a mountain with wind." So Elijah watched as the Lord sent a great and powerful windstorm to hit the mountain. And it hit with such a hurricane force that it split giant boulders. And everything was torn loose and coming apart. You know, that last phrase could be a description of this last year. Everything was coming loose and being torn apart. Everything was coming loose and being torn apart. Now, we know that winds are very powerful. Can winds knock you off balance? Yeah, of course they can. Can winds blow you over? Yeah. Can they cause you to fall? Yeah. Can winds blow away valuable things? Yeah. You've lost some things maybe from the wind. Can winds cause erosion? Yes. Wears things down. Can winds force you off course? Yep. You know, you're heading one direction, the wind. Have you ever had to drive in a heavy wind and you just feel like it's pulling you over to the side one way or the other? It's a very strong force. Can winds wear you out? Yes. Yes, winds can wear you out. Yeah, is it harder or easier to work in the wind? It's harder. It's harder. And that's why part of stepping up to the better life that we're looking at in this series means learning how to handle, how to manage, actually how to withstand the rogue winds of life. You see, living a better life, this life we're talking about for several weeks, it's not a problem-free life. You still have problems in the better life. It's just now you have a stronger foundation and you have better skills because you can handle the problems better in your life. There on your outline, Proverbs 10:25 says this, "Storms can blow away unrighteous people, but the godly have a foundation that keeps them standing firm." The godly have a foundation that keeps them standing firm so that when the winds of life come into your life, you're not blown away by the problems that you have. Now, the Bible uses wind as a metaphor for a lot of different things, both good and bad. Both good and bad. And we're going to look at some of those metaphors. Before I share four biblical principles for withstanding the winds in your life, I just want to ask you to consider for just a minute a simple question. And the question is this: what kind of winds are blowing in your life right now? Okay, help me think this through. What kind of winds are blowing in your life right now? And I've written down there, are there some winds of change? Are there some things, winds of change that have blown into your life? Are there winds of opposition? Are you facing some opposition, physically and mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Are there winds of temptation that you're facing? Are there winds of conflict that are causing problems in your life? Are there winds of trouble? By the way, these terms are all used in the Bible. Winds of testing, winds of trouble, winds of temptation. Now, all of those things that I just mentioned, do you know what they have in common? They're all uncontrollable. Winds are uncontrollable. And that's what we're talking about this weekend. The things that you cannot control in your life. You can't control the wind. You never have. You never will. And there are relational winds. There are financial winds. There are spiritual winds. There are physical winds. These kind of things happen in your life. And what all these have in common, change, opposition, conflict, trouble, testing, temptation, you can't control them. Why? Because they're either involving other people, and you can't control other people, or they're involving circumstances, and you can't control all the circumstances around you. So what I want us to look at this week, as we're on this journey to moving from the good life to the better life, is how do I handle the things in life that are uncontrollable? That's what I'm calling the winds in your life. The rogue winds. The winds that cause problems, difficulties, opposition, fatigue, but you can't control them. Okay? These are all uncontrolled. They're uncontrolled. So what do you do with the things in your life that are uncontrollable? What does God want you to do with the things in your life you have absolutely no control over? You know what to do with the stuff you've got control over. But this weekend, we're looking at, what about the stuff that you don't have control over? Well, the Bible uses the word withstand. You withstand the winds that come into your life. Winds of change, winds of conflict, winds of temptation, testing, trouble, all these different things. You withstand. When I can't control a disease, when I can't control another person, when I can't control what's going on in my country, when I can't control the direction culture is going, when I can't control how my spouse acts or reacts, what am I supposed to do?